You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
You're welcome to call me by my first name during the interview, Jeannie, but my formal title is Dr. Jeannie Yu, and I'm a GP and also senior medical advisor at NPS Medicine Wise.
Okay. Thank you very much, and welcome to SBS Radio Hmong program. So today we have Dr. Jeannie Yu. She's going to talk about medication-wise, because during this Be Medication-Wise Week from NPS, which is an organization who educates our campaign about how Australian community should use records, follow their instruction about the medication for their own safety.
Thank you very much for inviting me onto the program this time. So this week is Be Medicine Wise Week. Be Medicine Wise Week is an annual campaign that's run by the government-funded educational organization NPS Medicine Wise. Our aim as an organization is to increase awareness about how to use medicines well so that they're effective and also safe. So this year is our ninth Be Medicine Wise Week, and our theme this year is getting to know the language of medicine. So it's all about encouraging people to have conversations and to be well informed with their pharmacists, with their doctors, and with other health professionals about medicines.
Do you think that people will understand the language of medication?
So medicines are a very important part of our lives, and some 70% of Australians actually take medicines on a regular basis. But they can be complicated, they can have risks, and it can be difficult to take them in the best way possible. So this week we're asking people to know all about the medicines they take and which ones they're on and why they're taking them, to understand the instructions of how to take a medicine, to check with their health professional before starting a new medicine, and of course to ask if they have any questions.
Do you think that most of the people who take medication will understand or remember or jot down or write the medication's name down, about what is it for, when do they start, what are the side effects, if they take in combination with other medication, what would affect their health?
I think it's very variable, and we commissioned a survey, a Galaxy poll of 1,000 Australian adults to find out more about how people actually record the medicines that they're on and what they talk about when they speak with a doctor or pharmacist about medicines. So in our survey, some 527 of the people, so about half the people, regularly took two or more medicines. And of those respondents, only about 30% actually keep a list of all of their medicines. So when we say all of your medicines, we mean not just the medicines that your doctor has prescribed, but also medicines that are bought over the counter, and traditional or complementary medicines. So 30% are keeping a list of all of them, but everybody else has kind of different sorts of patterns in terms of what they do in terms of recording their medicines.
What are the reason why recording all the medication is important?
So the reasons why they're important is that the more medicines that you're on, the greater the likelihood that some of those medicines might interact with each other. So that's where the two or more medicines actually combined can cause problems or make a medicine less effective. So interactions is an important reason. It's also important to record your medicines because it's hard to remember everything that's relevant about your medicines. So medicines often have long names, They have both what we call a brand name, which is, you know, the name that you see on the outside of the packet for a medicine. But they the medicine also has what we call an active ingredient, which is the ingredient which actually makes the medicine work.
Mm-hmm. So it's important. So that's the real or the true medicine.
That's right. So that's the actual medicine.
Mm-hmm.
What we know is that it can be very confusing for people when they see that it's different, the same medicine with the same active ingredient has different brand names, and people can become confused about whether they're actually on two different medicines or it's the same medicine. So for that reason, it's really important to note down both the active ingredient of your medicine as well as the brand name of that medicine. They're both important to know. I think the last reason why it's really important to note down your medicines is that whenever you see a health professional, so whenever you're talking to your GP or you're seeing your pharmacist and you're thinking about starting a new medicine, it's important that they know exactly what you're already taking. And that's much easier if you have a list of your medicines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but is it easy to do so if language barrier is still a factor?
So language can make it even more complicated in terms of noting down your medicines. There are different options for keeping a medicines list. You can do that in a handwritten form, and at NPS Medicine Wise, we have downloadable medicine lists which you can print out, and either yourself, a relative who speaks English, or a health professional can help you write down all of the medicines you're on. The other option we have is we also have a mobile app called the Medicine Wise app. So if you prefer to keep a list of your medicines in mobile form, then the Medicine Wise app can help keep track of your medicines. It can also schedule reminders to help you remember to take your medicines, and it can provide information on your medicines. And if you're someone that looks after or is a carer for a loved one who uses a number of medicines, it can help you with that as well. So that's available from your preferred app store as a mobile or smartphone option.
Does it also come with different languages forms that people can access as well?
So the Medicine Wise app only comes in an English version.
I see.
The Medicine Wise list does come in 10 other languages. Unfortunately, I do see that Hmong is not one of those languages at the moment. So there is that limitation. We are looking to translate our resources into more and more languages, but not yet one for the Hmong community, I'm afraid.
Okay, so what is the most important things about taking medication you want to send to the community?
So the most important thing is, apart from knowing your medicines, is to understand the instructions for taking your medicines. So understand how much you need to take, how often you need to take it, and if there are any other actions that you need to be aware of, such as whether to take the medicine with water or with food. Thirdly, it's important to check with your health professional before starting any new medicine. So your GP or your pharmacist needs to know all of the medicines that you are currently taking, and that includes traditional medicines as well as Western medicines, before they can make a recommendation about whether a new medicine is going to be helpful to you or potentially harmful. The fourth thing that is important to remember is, if there is anything you don't understand about your medicines, then please ask questions. And I know that it's not always possible to speak with a GP or a pharmacist that can speak in the Hmong language, but if that's the case, there is always the option of organising an interview with the translating and interpreting service so that it's possible to have a detailed conversation about medicines.
That's very wonderful advice for community who are currently taking various medication. Before we go, do you have any last comments that you want to add that we haven't touched on medication?
So the main thing I would say is that Be Medicine Wise Week is all about empowering consumers to become more knowledgeable about their medicines, to encourage them to have conversations with their GPs and their health professionals if there's anything that they don't know or understand about their medicines. And our aim is to help people to get the most out of their medicines and to do that in a safe way. And so I hope that your listeners can benefit from thinking about how it is that they can record their medicines and who it is that they can speak to so that they can find out everything they need to best look after their health.
Thank you so much for your insights and your information in regard to Be Medicine Wise Week. Thank you, Dr. Eugenie Yu.
It's a great pleasure, Vishay.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.